The Red Dirt D&D Podcast is brought to you by Pro Laser Cuts. The Oklahoma company provides pre-made and customizable design laser cut dice towers, tokens, and more, developed by a gamer for gamers, and now available to enhance your tabletop game. Pro Laser Cuts products can be found at many Oklahoma City area game stores, local events, and now available online at ProLaserCuts.com. That's laser and cuts with a Z, Pro Laser Cuts.
Hey everyone, Johnny here. I play Zonimus right here on Red Dirt D&D, and I just wanted to take a moment to say welcome and thank you. We are having so much fun with this story, and really hope all of you are too. And I want to ask, if you have a chance, why not tell us about it by leaving a review wherever you listen to the show, or even jump over to our Facebook page and leave a little comment. We also have a Discord that's available through our Patreon page, and we're having a great time interacting with everyone over there. We answer questions, we trade memes, sometimes we only talk in memes, but that's fun, you know, just getting to know everyone a lot better and getting some interaction, maybe even finding a little inspiration through the conversation here and there. But I'm going to let you go ahead and get on with the show now. But again, welcome to any new listeners that we may have today. If this is your first episode, hope you enjoy it. Go back and start from the beginning. Check out everything that's happened in between. And thank you to those of you who keep coming back to the story. All right. I'll see you out there in the frontier.
Welcome to Red Dirt D&D. I'm Michael Cross, and I play Gideon Block, a paladin of Daga, bringing her justice to the wilds of Ritoya.
I'm Connor Chenol, and I play Connor with a K, the kobold sorcerer who's finally out of the bag.
I'm Johnny Payne, and I play Zonimus Dinar, a roguish warlock controlling his fate with chaos.
I'm Kiri Hester, and I play Poppy Tealeaf, a highborn halfling druid who has forsaken her family for the call of the frontier.
I'm Brooke Bullock, and I play Mokrin Stoneshaper, a young dwarf sorcerer wielding his arcane gifts to delve into the mysteries of the wilderness.
And I'm Ash King, your Dungeon Master. Join us now for Tales from the Kalban Frontier.
As sundown turns to twilight, and the stars of the frontier begin to blink into view one by one, the three moons hanging high overhead, a streak of fire blazes across the night sky, coming closer and closer to the battlefield, before finally a great flaming beast touches down, a horse with fire for mane and tail, with hot, sulfurous breath streaming forth. Sitting astride this beast, reining it in, looking down at our brave paladin Gideon, is a very, very familiar man. Dressed still in dark duster and hat pulled low, two eyes the color of campfire, looking down at you. Well, 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 what have we here? The infamous outlaw, Wily Smokes Moran, has entered the fray. Connor, what would you like to do?
Connor's not too familiar with Wily other than the stories that he's probably heard from Zonimus, but probably didn't get too much of a description. However, does he match the person in my dream?
Yes, actually.
Okay. Oh, no.
So Connor takes a second and kind of steps forward and falls down to his knees before Wily. Mm-hmm. And he clasps his hand in front of him and is like, please, please save them. I know you just got here and all that, but you don't seem very friendly. Please, please save them. Like, I don't want them to get hurt. And what I'm actually doing is the kobold special of grovel, cower, and beg.
Oh yeah! My god! What does this do? What does this do?
So I can cower to distract, and until the end of my next turn, allies gain advantage on attack against enemies within 10 feet of me.
That is
but I'm
a cool
very
camp.
Much playing up this. Please, please don't hurt them. I brought them to you like you said.
You just see a smirk on Wily's lips as he looks down. Well, you've got what I want, little one. Best be handing it over. With that, we will roll right around to my gun orcs. We'll see what the one does.
The confused boy.
The confused one got a 7.
So yeah, uses this action to make a melee attack.
Okay. Still trying to plock his buddy. This time he whiffs, because okay. That is 8.
It's all knees and elbows.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then he can make his okay. save.
See if he can make a save to get out of this finally. No! 4! Dang!
He's so confused.
Right? Yeah, his buddy just going to like, you know what? I'm tired of this nonsense. You're not coming to your senses. So he's just going to try and clock him too.
Just knock him out.
Knock him out. Okay, so the 15 to hit, which will hit. So he whacks him with the blunt side of his blade and just knocks him out.
So one gun thug is unconscious, not dead.
One gun thug unconscious, crumpled on the ground. So the confused one is out of sight, out of mind.
Technically no longer confused.
But he's now in dreamland. So night. The third orc who is next to Mokrin is actually going to lash out at Mokrin.
No.
But that is only a 15 to hit.
Yes,
missed. That was nice.
All right. So that will be it for my gun orcs, which will bring us around to Mokrin. You're up.
All right. Mokrin's here. Big work, bad guy, gun tote. Zonimus is how far away?
At this point, I would probably say you're probably within 60 feet of Mokrin.
Okay, and that is how far away from Gideon and Wily? The same distance. So Mokrin sees Wily come swooping in or whatever, and he's like, by the forge! And he connects to the weave and stomps his foot on the ground and dimension doors.
What?
And shows right up next to Zonimus and says, hey, I ain't feeling real good. And then as an pop the potion
so
off of
his... So is Dimension Door an action or a bonus action?
Dimension
action.
Door is an action.
Okay.
And then as an interaction, he's going to pop the potion of healing off of his belt.
Okay. You can take it next turn.
Yeah, I can't take it now, but I can get ready.
Yeah. Okay, so this will actually bring us around to our orc boss, casting his gaze around to see where the dang squirrely dwarf went. And he actually does spot you, Zonimus. He sees you, he sees Mokrin. However, his attention goes to the kobold, the paladin, and his boss.
Uh-oh.
So he's going to come over to where y'all are. As an orc, he does have the aggressive. So as a bonus action, he can move up to his speed towards a hostile creature that he can see. So from what I'm interpreting is that he would get that as a bonus action and then another 30 feet of move action. So yes, he can actually get up there with you guys. He's gonna hold his action, looking up at Wily and like, well, boss, what you want? We got the target you've been searching for. So he nods over to the net. So he's gonna hold his action to see what Wily wants him to do. And that will bring us to my last sniper, who, looking around, does spot you, Zonimus, and will aim a shot, as you are the one who has been eldritchly blasting him the last few rounds. But that is only gonna be a 9, so that will miss Wily. So that is it for him. You're up, Zai.
How many are left up? Because I've just been focusing on the sniper, but now everything has my attention.
You have
an orc leader. We have one sniper that just shot you. We have 2 gun thugs that are up and at him. And then we have 1 gun thug that's unconscious. I have a list.
Okay.
Oh, and, you know, don't forget.
And also Wily. I should add Wily to the list.
And a nightmare.
Who is being distracted by Connor? So you get advantage. You also get it against the guy, the chief, because he's in within 10 feet of me.
Bonus action, Hex on Wily.
Okay.
Dex. And then, yeah, I'll pop Eldritch Blasts at him. 1 bolt is doing 17.
Nope.
Other bolt is 7?
Nope.
You
can't hit him. You still love him.
I'm ready to just throw out this poker chip on him already.
It's up to you.
Would that give me both of the rerolls? Or do we do my action?
Sure.
All right.
I think so.
It's
Wily Smokes Moran.
I feel like it was as sure as in on a 20, you're not going to hit this guy. 18.
Will hit.
Okay. Yay!
21 total.
Okay.
And then fire the other one with a dirty 20.
All right.
And that one just gets that. 12.
Okay.
I'm screaming smokes and walking his way. I'm going to slap Mockern on the arm and go, by the way, there's a sniper right up there.
Oh, by the forge.
Yeah, he had been distracted by the kobold, and then all of a sudden these two eldritch blasts just hit him square.
I will say you still get the advantage because it's until the end of my next turn.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh.
For whoever hits him next.
Yeah, and the nightmare just kind of like shifts, but he maintains his seat. Head whips over. Oh, Zani, you're still alive. Good. Got some fine new tricks over there, boy. Poppy.
Okay. First, we're gonna roll Mephit stuff. So, let's see if any of them get their ice breath back. One of them does. We'll say it's George. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna send them all over to the sniper.
Okay.
I'm gonna have Hale and George use their fog cloud.
Okay.
They haven't used it yet. And make a nice big fog. The other two are gonna try to just claw him. Snow and sleet with a 13 and a 9.
Okay.
Do either of those hit?
Who are they clawing at?
The sniper.
The sniper?
13 and a 9.
Okay, no, neither of those hit.
Okay, so that's that. Then I'm going to drop that spell. So ice mephits are gone. Sorry, boys. And then as my action, I'm going to call lightning. But before I do that, I'm gonna hold my speaking stone up to my my mouth and say,
I told you he was never gonna hurt you again, right?
And then I'm gonna cast call lightning and try to hit Wily with a dex 14.
Okay. Ooh, that was a nat one.
The storm cloud appears. We've got rolling thunder. It says each creature within 5 feet of that point, so I guess also the horse, is going to make that dexterity saving throw as well.
So the nightmare as well. Nightmare got a 15.
So the horse saves, so he'll take half.
Okay.
So it's going to be 22 damage for full and then 11 for half. And how far away am I? I have to be at least 120 feet close to them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get too close. I'm just going to stay up here for a while.
Okay.
Wildfire is just running.
Okay. Just still serpentining.
Serpentine.
Well, if that's the case, Wily will take his turn. So he looks around. First off, he's going to pull out a glaive, and he's going to go after Gideon, because he remembers. Natural 20.
Oh, no.
There's no way.
Holy Hana, that was almost full damage. 22.
Gideon is down. Is there a maximum damage rule or anything like that?
60. I mean, yeah,
okay,
but
it's your full hit points. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, full hit points. Okay.
I'm just down.
Yeah, so Gideon's just down for now. So he will use a bonus action, and you see from his hand coming down onto the glaive a magical charge. Swing around and strike at you, Connor. Well, that is not as good. That's only an 11.
Yes.
You duck out of the way of the first swing, but he comes around with a backswing.
Uh-oh.
It's gonna get to be intense.
That's another nat 20.
We're gonna die.
And not only that, there's a smite attached to this.
You can't counterspell a smite, can you?
It's not a spell.
It's not a spell.
Well, technically, this
ability,
is one of
right?
the smite spells.
Oh, it's a smite spell.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to counterspell the bonus action.
But I might still be able to notice the process, maybe.
Yes, I'll allow it. And actually, with a counterspell, it would just cancel it out. It's a very low-level spell, but nat 20 still counts, so.
Mockern is all bloody and, you know, there's a big gash in his arm. And it's
oh, there's the dwarf.
And it's like...
potatoes for him to slip in.
And I yell out, I've been picking up some new tricks.
16 points.
Okay.
Of slashing.
I am miraculously still up.
And, you know, just for...
No.
Just for a good measure. Yeah, you see him kick the side of the nightmare to get to rear up. And the hooves come down. 22. 16 points bludgeoning.
Okay, yeah, I'm done.
I can't do this on my own.
6 points fire.
Which is half to three.
Yeah. Are you down?
Yeah.
Okay. He looks to his man. There's a crystal on that kobold. Would you grab that for me? So the orc who had been holding his actions to see what Wily wanted him to do is going to kneel down and start rifling through your bag before he pulls out the Navi crystal. He brings up this blue crystal and will hand it over.
Okay.
As Wily just regards it. Seraphina will be glad to have this. Tucks it away in his pouch. Gideon! Can I get a death save, please?
That's a natural 20.
Somebody's up with a single hit point!
Oh! I thought it was a nat 1!
I thought it was a 1 from your face!
I'm gonna cry!
I'm going to...
I think it's something really cool to say.
Action! Lay on hands. 35.
Okay.
Yes!
Yeah, that saves me a little bit.
Move action. I'm guessing they're all within melee, so they're gonna get an opportunity attack. I'm running away. Sort of. Not running.
Okay.
I'm backing off.
Okay. Yeah, Wily, both Wily and his
minion them attack me.
Will make a swing. Wily with the glaive would only be a 9, but the orc got a 20 with the longsword, modified. So, and I'll just say that he's just one-handing because he did just hand the crystal to Wily. That'd be 12 points of slashing from the orc.
So reduced to 8.
Okay.
So I'm backing up and I say, Wily, you and me, right now, right here, I am casting Compelled Duel.
What save is that?
Wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom saving throw. I think rather not, Mr. Block. I just killed you once. Would you want me to do it again?
Yes, still, come at me, just in case.
I got better places to be. He got a 20.
Yeah, that's all I got. But I'm 30 feet away now.
Okay, rolling back around. Connor, I need that save.
Okay.
You can do it, bud.
16.
Yeah!
16, all right, one success. So the two orc gunners who are remaining are both going to train their weapons on Gideon, who is trying to coax their boss into a boss battle. And that would be 2 16s.
Both miss.
Okay, so 2 miss.
Both
all right.
Right up against my shield.
Okay, so that is it for them. Then we will roll into Makrin.
Do you recall how many charges the Wand of Magic Missiles had on it?
The wand has 7 charges.
Okay.
While you're holding it, you can expend 1 or more charge to cast Magic Missile.
Yep.
For 1 charge, you cast first level Magic Missile. If you would like to increase, you can upcast. So it just costs 1 more charge to get it to the next level.
Makrin drops his Warhammer, grabs the Wand of Magic Missile, and empowers it with 7 and says, Magus Soterium at Wily. 7 shots.
Holy Hana, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
The full complement?
The full complement of the Magic Missile.
Okay.
This is not the time to hold things in your inventory.
I will need you to roll a d20 after you're done with the damage.
Okay.
Let's see if it...
Bam!
So 26 force. Points of damage, of force damage.
I also considered shooting oars.
Okay, yeah, you blast him pretty good.
Hey, yeah, the dwarf's over here.
And I roll a d20.
Roll a d20, please.
Don't get a 1.
An unmodified 11.
Okay, so the wand does not blow up in your face.
Woo. We just wanted a not 1.
All
Oh man, to borrow a phrase from a PC, steam and whistles. This story is getting good. I will not take much of your time, folks, today. It's Brooke, of course. I just want to tell you that one of the most important things you can do as a listener is to like, share, follow, and if you have a chance to write a review, it really helps Red Dirt D&D move up in the algorithms. Of course, another way you can help, if you're able, is to become a Patreon member. You get Discord server access, great community banter that's going on there. And of course, we have the Pro Laser Cuts Dice Tower giveaway that's coming just as soon as we get a few more people. Oh, it's going to be so good. Anyway, special shout outs to some folks who have been with us kind of from the beginning. Nightmare, Jamie, Derek, Tim A, Other Tim, and Tina. If I didn't mention your name, it'll be there next time. Become a Patreon member, get a shout out, and we can partner with you and Red Dirt D&D. Last but not least, we're growing on Twitch as well. And so there's A&M Talk D&D every Tuesday at 6 p.m. and Plausible Deniability every other Thursday. That's shaping up to be first and third Thursdays of the month. And if you miss it, check it out on YouTube as well at the Red Dirt D&D channel. Personally, I think episode 3 of Plausible Deniability was one of the best. All right, keeping my promise, we are out of here. Let's get back to the story. Like, share, subscribe, write a review, tell your friends. Let's go on to Red Dirt D&D.
The orc will look to Wily and get a nod and will actually go to fight you. So he's going to swing twice with his longsword at you, Gideon.
He sends his champion.
One is only going to be a 8. The other is a modified 20. Okay, he's back to two-handing. 14 slashing. And that is it for my orc boss. So we will roll back to the sniper, who, having just seen a giant blast of magic...
Did he see it? He's in a fog cloud.
No, he stepped out, yeah.
Oh, yes, because he's shotted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Having seen that big blast of magic missile, is going to fire off a shot at Mokrin. You are one lucky son of a gun. That is a 7. Because did you take that healing potion last turn, or did
missile
it? Okay.
Nope. I decided I'm sitting on one hit point with a healing potion in one hand.
Okay.
And a spent wand in the other, and a warhammer sitting at his foot with the handle sticking up.
All right. Zane.
So I'm gonna keep walking, which should be my 30 that'll get me all the rest of the way to him. I'm gonna tell him, yeah, the coyote's in me now. And is there anyone else around him besides?
The horse,
Eopic.
Connor.
Connor.
Eopic.
But Connor's whirlwind. Unconscious. Eopics, right. And whirlwinds are tucked in the net.
Yep.
And his nightmare
so
horse.
There goes advantage, and there goes sneak attack.
Oh, you have coyote's favor, do ya?
Why don't you get off that horse and find out? Dirty 20 on one, dirty 21 on the other.
Oof.
So they both hit. All the damage. 18 total.
18 total, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, he takes those two blasts full brunt. Yeah, just kind of looks down and just shakes his head a little. You know, I was willing to let you go and let you live out the rest of your pathetic little life, but now I see you're going to be a thorn in my side.
You're just gonna turn and run away again. So I want you to leave my friends alone and go.
As you wish.
He's gonna turn and run away. I'm not making him go.
I think we talked about this last time. I'm gonna write this down this time. So call lightning.
Mm-hmm.
It's an action to pull down my lightning per turn, and then you know its concentration stays up. So can I do a healing word? And I pull a call lightning.
I would say yes, because
I'm just
with the spell. You're not actually casting it again.
That's what I was hoping. Yeah. Okay, so Wildfire and I are gonna kind of spiral down, try to go wide.
Okay.
I wanna stay 60 feet away from Connor, and I'm gonna hit him with a healing.
Thank you.
We'll go ahead and do second level, just because you're really close. Unfortunately, I didn't roll great. 7.
7 more than I had.
That is 7 more than you had. And then my action, I'm going to call down lightning on Wily again. So that's
Dex and the nightmare.
How close did Zonimus get?
That's fine, do it. I'm full health.
I know, but how close?
I'm on him.
Okay, so yeah, also you, yeah. Dex 14 save.
Okay.
Well, that's a nat one on Wily again.
Yes.
Wow. And the nightmare got a 13.
They both failed.
11.
You also failed, so everyone's taking full damage. 22.
22?
Lightning.
Can he dodge that?
Yes, you may.
And the thunder rumbles, and is it thunder rumbling, or is it Poppy's ruthless scream? She's really mad that your ex showed up and tried to ruin things.
Well, speaking of Zonimus' ex, it's almost weird. He kind of makes it try to look like he, like, slumps forward and, like, slides off. But he's actually just like tucking and rolling off the nightmare. You're close enough to see it, Zonimus. Mm-hmm. But he is rolling off the nightmare, and you notice he lands on top of Eopix, where Eopix is in the net. Hand around the throat, and you just hear him whisper, "Nothing personal." And you see a gleaming blade he pulls from out of his coat and right down into Eopix's chest as you hear him scream in pain. And emerging forth is the feather that Wily will grab and tuck away. Hmm. And that's his turn. Gideon, you've got that orc right in front of you.
Bonus action, Shield of Faith, and attacking the orc. With a 15?
15. No, my good sir. Not quite.
Second attack. Natural one.
Oh, yikes.
No.
Fate chip.
Woo! I love fate chip so much.
Okay, so these attacks again. First attack, a 16.
Will not hit.
I did not roll above 10 on anything.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Every roll was below an 8.
The dice went to
four.
This story.
Four rolls all under an 8.
Oh, the dice.
Oh, goodness.
And I am going to go 30 feet and stand right in front of Wily.
All right. So the orc's going to take a opportunity attack. 21.
Hits. You're fired.
He just threw that all the way down the hallway.
16 flashing points.
Oh my God. I'm down to 4.
Right on.
All right, yeah, you're standing right in front of Wily as he straightens up. And that will bring us around to Connor.
How is Wily looking?
Not as immaculate as he normally does.
Okay.
Definitely bloodied. He had knelt down beside Eopix. Right. You all heard Eopix scream.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not quite sure what happened because you're too far away.
Right.
Connor, yeah, barely just can kind of see what's going on as he's taking the key, the golden feather. Wily has stood back up and looks like he's about ready to leave out of dodge.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm gonna do is, I'm not close enough to be within 5 feet of him, am I?
Wily?
10 feet.
10 feet, okay. So I'm going to back up just a little bit more, give a very nasty growl in just frustration and anger of the fact that now he's taken my crystal and he's taken the feather. He's hurt the guardian, and I'm going to do another subtle spell to take away the verbal and the sight aspects of this.
Okay.
And going to lightning bolt.
Yes!
I need a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. Wow, he cannot make dex saves tonight.
Holy moly.
He got a 9.
Okay, so he takes all of 26 lightning damage.
26, yikes.
Plus an additional 3, so 29 because of my affinity for lightning.
You got a thing.
Yeah, an additional 3 points.
You got a thing, okay.
How's he looking now?
Real bad. Real bad, not gonna lie. Okay, so at that, the two orcs, The gunners are going to fire at Connor. Mm-hmm. One got a 22.
Okay, that hits.
For this, 14 piercing.
Okay, I'm down again.
Okay. So the other one would have a free shot that he is going to go at Gideon for a 19.
That's exactly what you needed.
Okay. For a 9?
That's exactly what you needed.
Exactly. Oh. All right, the kobold's down, the paladin is down. Okay, and that is it for my two orc fighters, or my orc gunners. And that will bring us around to Mokrin.
Mokrin touches into the font of magic within himself and dumps all 7 of his sorcery points.
Okay.
So he can pull a 4th level spell.
Okay.
And I need the nightmare to make a charisma save.
Okay. 14.
DC 15. I cast Banish on the nightmare.
Okay.
If it's from a different plane, it is gone for 1 minute.
Okay.
For 10 rounds.
Okay.
If it belongs in this plane, it is teleported to a harmless demiplane where it's incapacitated for 10 rounds.
Okay.
Mokrin reaches out, dumps these sorcery points, and in Dwarven says, "Be gone."
Okay. So what did dumping the sorcery points do?
It gave me, I only have 1 4th level spell slot, but
okay.
I know
so
2 spells.
Up.
Yep, and
okay.
So
okay.
I used Dimension Door earlier. This let me have a slot to cast his other 4th level spell, Banishment.
Okay, gotcha. Is that concentration on that Banishment?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
Concentration.
So, as Mokrin casts this magic, the nightmare lets out a whinny of protest as it disappears. Wily looks over at you, Mokrin, looks over at Zonimus and says, "Well, I don't think your friends are gonna let me go. Seems like the choice isn't up to you anymore."
Red Dirt D&D, Tales from the Caliban Frontier, is Ash King as our Dungeon Master, Brooke Bullock as Mokrin Stoneshaper, Johnny Payne as Zonimus Dinar, Kiri Hester as Poppy Teeleaf, and I'm Michael Cross as Gideon Block. Our theme music was created by the Cinemagician PJ Castillo. Our incidental music comes from Jeffrey McBride. Our sound effects and additional music, courtesy of Monument Studios, Andrew Sitkov, and TabletopAudio.com. We here at Red Dirt D&D could really use your help in getting the word out about us. If you like what you've heard, make sure to rate us and leave a comment. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and RedDirtD&D.com. Tell your friends about Red Dirt D&D and share us on social media. And we have new content on our YouTube and Twitch pages. Just search for Red Dirt D&D. You can also support the show at patreon.com/reddirtdnd. We have several giving levels, including early listening to shows and access to our Discord server. Join us next time as we go deeper into the Caliban Frontier.
We're recording now.
We're playing D&D.
This is really bad.
Hey guys, can we play D&D tonight?
All right. So,
and
who is not thinking of the action Runaway?
Runaway?
That's
like, me.
Okay,
Runaway!
Just
Runaway!
Mokrin was all in for this It didn't know that the rematch was going to start with him having 1 hit point.
Mokrin yells at, "Hey, anyone for running away? No? Just me? All right, good."
Technically,
we have an outtake as a pre-record.
That's right. We haven't even started this thing and we're already doing outtakes. All right.
Start.
Okay. We're ready when you are.
Does he match the person in my dream?
Yes, actually.
Okay. Oh, no.
Connor.
I just imagine, I know we didn't ask the crystal to find Wily, but if we had, I imagine the crystal would just start ringing in your backpack. Hey, I found him.
Okay.
You have reached your destination.
Final destination. Yeah, I can't take it now, but I can get ready.
Just holds it up. Zonimus, if I go down, I need you to pour this down my gullet.
Zonimus, use your action to grab it and just, shove it into his mouth.
All right. His attention goes to the kobold, the paladin, and his boss.
Uh-oh.
So that's the reaction that we're getting is that
they're affiliated.
Smokes is his boss.
Yeah, because you kind of see, as soon as he looks up and sees Smokes, his expression, brightens up and is like, "Oh, hey, helps."
He straightens his tie.
Helps you.
closes his brows.
He takes his slippers off under his desk and puts his heels on.
Exactly. Look busy.
Look like we're winning.
We totally have this handled.
We totally have it.
So the orc who had been holding his actions to see what Wily wanted him to do is going to kneel down and start rifling through your bag before he pulls out the Navi crystal.
Does he? I've got a lot of stuff in there.
takes him a full action. He just to search your bag.
And he just grabs the bottom and just dumps it.
Oh. Shake. Gideon, can I get a death save, please?
That's a natural 20.
Doggus says, get up.
Don't let this punk get you down.
That's amazing.
Get my crystal back.
So everyone's taking full damage.
Okay.
And I rolled good.
You rolled well.
I did good on that roll.
You had good numbers?
They're well numbers.
Stop, you're just. I can't math when you're talking to me.
You do math and words at the same time.
This is hard.
22. Lightning. Is it thunder rumbling or is it Poppy's ruthless scream?
Sorry.
She's really mad that your ex showed up and tried to ruin things.
Again.
So the paladin's down, the kobold is down, the dwarf is the last major threat.
Rude. I am offended.
That is such a Wily thing to say.
Wily looks over at you, Mokrin, looks over at Zonimus and says, well, I don't think your friends are going to let me go. Seems like the choice isn't up to you anymore.
There we go. Bow, bow.
Right. His horrible death whinny.
Horrible death whinny. Bad horse.
Bad horse.
Bad horse.